Today's recording is Le'ilui Nishmas for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Harav Shmuel Kapel, ben Harav Sholem Pinchas Wolgelernter, a descendant of the Chayza from Lublin, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow by his son, Harav Ezra Wolgelernter. The holy Baal Shem Tov, when he was younger, reached such a high level on Friday nights. He reached such a high level of connection to God on Friday nights that he wasn't able to speak to simple Jews. He reached such a connection to God Shabbos night that he just couldn't speak to simple Jews about simple matters. And then the Baal Shem Tov got older and reached an even higher level, and then he was able to speak to simple Jews about simple things. You see, on the second day of creation, God separated the upper waters from the lower waters, which means God made a state of spiritual being called the upper waters when one is completely enveloped and swallowed up in God's light like a spark in a bonfire, and then one is so completely in a state of silence. One has attained an inner harmony within, with the divine, to the extent that one is listening to the silent speaker, the voice of the silence, and one cannot speak, because one's speech means going down, descending into the physical body and into the physical world. Speech means the pouring of the soul forth downward into the body, into the world, into the lower waters, the lower waters that God brought about in the second day of creation. The lower waters is the mundane realm, the realm filled with divisiveness and frustration. The lower waters means multiplicity and annoying people in stores, traffic jams, having to deal with a Verizon person on the phone and waiting on the phone for half hour to be able to speak to a human being. That's all the lower waters. It means our world that we know, the mundane world. And therefore, in the beginning, the Baal Shem Tov reached the level of the upper waters on Shabbos when he wasn't able to speak. He couldn't lower himself and enter the mundane realm because he was so completely enveloped within the upper waters of God. But you know, the ultimate truth, when one reaches the level of Pardes, as Rabbi Akiva told his friends when they reached the higher realm, he warned them that when you reach that ultimate level of God's essence above the upper and lower waters, you reach the first day of creation where there's just the infinite light of God. Rabbi Akiva said to his students, don't say water, water, because the letter Aleph, which represents the one God, or light, the infinite light of God, has two yuds, the upper yud and the lower yud, that's united by the firmament that separates the upper and lower waters, but it's all one letter Aleph. It's all one infinite unity of God's light. And therefore, when you reach that essence of the Aleph, the essence of God's unity, don't ever, ever say water, water. Don't think that there's a difference between the most blissful experience of God's light and eating a tuna fish sandwich in your kitchen. The most exalted experience you could ever have and by the Kotel, the most divine, blissful moments, happiest days, most sunshiny moments of your life is no different than going into a Starbucks and getting a coffee, sitting at your desk, or falling again into sin. They're all the upper and lower waters, part of the same Aleph. They're all equally God. Rabbi Akiva said, don't say water, water. And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov, when he got older and he reached that even higher level, he was able to speak to simple Jews on Friday night, because he then felt how much it was part of God's infinite light, as much as the upper waters, the lower waters are one. And therefore, we could also understand the transition of our Redeemer, Moshe Rabbeinu Moses. In the beginning, he wasn't able to speak. He was a walking Shemoneh Esrei. He was always face to face with God at the highest level, and therefore he wasn't able to speak. He couldn't descend into the place of lower waters because his soul, Moshe, means from the waters I drew his soul. That's what his name means, meaning he came down here below. He was just a manifestation of the upper waters, and therefore he couldn't speak until he was made our Redeemer and the Torah was given and he reached his ultimate level of our Redeemer and the Giver of the Torah. And his completion, when he reached that ultimate level, is when he actually not only spoke to us, but broke the tablets, as Rashi says at the very end of Chumash, that was the apex of his career. The greatest thing that Moshe ever did in his life, the last thing, the quintessential aspect of his leadership, as the very last verse of the Torah ends, as Rashi says, that he broke the tablets. And the breaking of the tablets means that Moshe had such a perception that you cannot say water, water, that the upper waters and the lower waters are all the same Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted for all generations, when he saw our brokenness, our imperfection at the sin of the golden calf. He wanted to break the tablets, and we know because of that, for all generations, in the Holy of Holies are two sets of tablets, the holy and the broken, the perfect tablets, the full tablets, the great days when we spend all day connecting to God and learning Torah and praying and having such sunshiny moments, and those horrible, snowy, depressing, cold, frustrated days, those times in life when nothing is right, where everything's broken, where nothing is going correctly. This is so bitter and so painful. Moshe wanted to make sure that we know for all generations that those broken tablets are also in the Holy of Holies. True enlightenment means being absolutely without anxiety about imperfection. And so the ultimate lesson that our teacher Moshe taught us is that although we have to have sometimes in life when we are silent and we go up into the upper waters, but in the same way, we need to know that the lower waters parts of our lives, the times we fail and we fall, and even the simple mundane, they are equally in the Holy of Holies, because God contains them all. Listen to this short poem by philosopher Donald Babcock. He wrote it in the New Yorker in 1947. The name of the poem is Little Duck. Now we are ready to look at something pretty special. It is a duck riding the ocean 100 feet beyond the surf. He cuddles in the swells. There is a great heaving in the Atlantic, and he is a part of it. He can rest while the Atlantic heaves, because he rests in the Atlantic. Probably he doesn't know how large the ocean is, and neither do you, but he realizes it. And what does he do, I ask you? He sits down in it. He reposes in the immediate as if it were infinity, which it is. That is religion, and the duck has it. He has made himself a part of the boundless by easing himself into it just where it touches him. I like the little duck. He doesn't know much, but he has religion. May we repose in the immediate as if it were infinity, which it is. May we make ourselves a part of the boundless by easing ourselves into it just where it touches us, and thereby unite the upper waters with the lower waters of the ocean, which is God. And know that all the moments of our lives are in the Holy of Holies, because there's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah.